up, whatever's on your mind. Just dial on in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Now, when we talk about the government people on this show sometimes, specifically teachers, we usually make a point of mentioning that the teachers, they must know something about the government schools, because typically when you talk to a government school teacher, if they have children, and you ask them if they where do you send your kids?
I don't know about typically, but
typically they send them to private schools.
Well, that's
administrators,
that's
absolutely.
That is your observation, but I think that it is safe to say, and I have seen numbers like teachers send their kids to school at a much larger percentage than the average person.
I bet you it's most teachers.
Sends their kids to private school. Did I say private school?
I bet you it's most teachers.
I don't know if it's most teachers. That's your guess.
I think it's because they understand that the system that they work for is inherently something's wrong with it. Maybe they don't really understand what's wrong. They may not understand that it's because of the government monopoly that forces everybody to pay for the education of everybody else's kids, and that there's no accountability, really virtually no accountability besides the occasional school board election, but that doesn't even result in much changing. So I think at some level they understand that private school, homeschooling, better options than sending your child to a government school. In the same way that government bureaucrats apparently also understand that private hospitals, better than government hospitals. Story is from, apparently, the Canadian Press. An unapologetic Danny Williams says he was aware that his trip to the United States for heart surgery earlier this month would spark outcry, but he concluded his personal health triumphed any public fallout over the controversial decision. In an interview with the Canadian Press, Williams said he went to Miami to have a minimally invasive surgery for an ailment first detected nearly a year ago, based on the advice of his doctors. Williams said from his condo in Sarasota, Florida, late Monday, "This was my heart, my choice, and my health. I didn't sign away my right to get the best possible health care for myself when I entered politics." Oh, I thought the best possible health care was available there in Canada. That's a big country. There are a lot of people up there in Canada, big cities, metros, things like that. Surely they must have good health care. I thought the... Don't we have people calling this show frequently from Canada saying, well, I mean, not frequently, but often enough. Often enough to be notable that we've got people calling in saying, "Boy, I've been to the Canadian system, and it sure is great, eh? The Canadian system, they tell us it's the best one in the whole world."
I don't think we've had a handful of people say that, honestly.
That call seems to come in every time we talk about healthcare on a show.
We've been doing this show, I don't think we've talked to five people that have said that they, verbally have said on the show that they thought that the system. There are some notable people among them, the caller Frank from New York, and
I'm talking about people from
Cory Doctorow, the author.
No, I'm talking about people. You're right, though. Those two, you're right. But I'm talking about people calling from Canada. It seems to me, Mark, that every time we talk about healthcare in significant fashion on this show for a long enough period of time, enough to give those folks to get them fired up and get them to call in, it seems like, at least within recent memory, it's at least one call per discussion of healthcare, certainly on Saturday nights.
It doesn't sit that way with me, but that's fine.
Well, I can definitely recall that young people, and it's specifically young people that call in, and we normally explain it away by saying that, well, see, you guys are young, so you don't really have to go and deal with serious health issues. You don't have to go to the hospital that often. You're not seeing specialists where you're waiting to get a surgery that you could perish. You could pass away while you're waiting to get the surgery or waiting to even see the doctor in the first place, as we've heard so many times from other people, from stories on the web and from people calling in, telling their stories about the nightmare that is the socialist medicine system. And so here you have what I think is probably the pinnacle example of, I mean, we can tell you scary story after scary story about socialized medicine, and they don't all come from Canada. They come from around the world because there's socialized medicine all over the place. But we can tell you scary story after scary story. But I don't think anything tells it quite as well as this politician who left the country from where he comes to go get a special surgery in the United States and is admitting basically that, yeah, you can't get the best health care in Canada.
I mean, he says it's his heart and he's going to make the best decision.
You would think that the politicians wanting to get reelected would be interested in pandering to...
I can't believe that that he allowed it to be found out. I mean, I'm surprised he didn't... You know, there wasn't some kind of service that he could somehow enter in under a different name or slide past the reporters or whatever.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I'm surprised at that part.
Because it makes it look real bad. Ah, he's 60 years old. That may have something to do with it. But you'd think they'd take care of the politicians better. I mean, in Russia, the elites got the best food and treatment and things like
that. Young people don't have heart problems, Ian. They're just not prepared for that. You can set bones pretty easily.
What do these young people have to do with it?
Because those are the people that they want to care for more.
He's a politician.
I understand, but you have to be able to provide that level of care.
You're saying they're just not used to giving those kinds of surgeries.
That level of care.
Like,
they don't know.
Like
they,
even if they wanted to help the politician,
if you were a stellar heart surgeon, would you work in Canada?
Canada, yeah. That's
no.
That's a good point.
this is the same problem that they had in the health system in prison. Did you get free health care in prison? Yes.
Yeah.
You just had to sit around and wait for it all day long. And when you got it, they honestly didn't care whether you lived or died.
Right. So he says I didn't sign away my right to get the best possible health care for myself when I entered politics. 60-year-old William said doctors detected a heart murmur last spring and told him that one of his heart valves wasn't closing properly, creating a leakage. He said he was told at the time that the problem was moderate and that he should come back for a checkup in 6 months. 8 months later, in December, his doctors told him the problem had become severe and urged him to get his valve repaired immediately or risk heart failure, he said. Do you think that doctors in the United States would have handled it the same way? Would it have been...
Sent him away?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I don't know either, but there's going to be one point about this case that will be undeniable, that he was being treated differently in one country versus... in one system versus another. So his doctors in Canada presented him with two options, because you got to get this fixed. You need this done.
You're going to die.
You
can't lose our politicians.
You could have either a full or partial sternotomy, both of which would have required breaking bones, he said. Seems pretty severe. He said he spoke with and provided his medical information to a leading cardiac surgeon in New Jersey, who's also from Newfoundland and Labrador.
Oh, why would he leave?
He advised him to seek treatment at the Mount Sinai Medical Center.
Why would the guy who's working as a cardiologist in New Jersey have left Newfoundland and Labrador?
Why would this politician even think to get a quote from outside of of Canada? I mean, doesn't he trust his doctors? He said he spoke with he spoke with this guy, was advised to seek treatment at the Mount Sinai Medical Center in Miami. I don't think they have any mountains of any sort in Miami.
I don't know. Sinai sounds Jewish.
It's not a mountain. It's not based on a mountain? Mount Sinai?
Mount Sinai. I think it's in Israel, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah. In that general vicinity?
Right. It seems like a funny place to put anything named Mount down in Miami. Mm. There's no hills anywhere. Even. Anyway, that's where he was treated by Dr. Joseph Lamalas, a cardiac surgeon who has performed more than 8,000 open-heart surgeries. William said Lamalas made an incision under his arm that didn't require any bone breakage.
Oh, my.
That's the point. That is the critical comparison that needs to be made here. The doctors in Canada were saying, well, we're sorry, we're just going to have to break some bones in order to fix this problem here.
The only way we can do it is the, 30-year-old technology.
It's free. Just going to have to break your bones. Then it goes down to the experts in Miami. And, oh, yeah, no problem. We'll just go right in under here and we don't have to break any bones. So he's okay. So that politician is okay because he left Canada to get his health care treatment. 800-259-9231. Could there be a better example of the hypocrisy, number one, of politicians, and a better example of the failure of socialized medicine? I think this is definitely one of the tops. You can bring up anything, tell your health care stories, or bring up whatever's on your mind. Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and six varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The features are totally free. We've got archives, so if you missed a moment of the show, just click and download right there from the front page of the site. Or click the podcast and go all the way back to January 1st of 2009. It's all free for you over at freetalklive.com. You can also go to archives.freetalklive.com. That's freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. It's up here in New Hampshire with hundreds of other like-minded individuals, people who believe in liberty. And not only do they believe in liberty,
These are people that were willing to move across the country, in some cases around the world. We've got some people coming here, I think, this year from Dubai. They're moving here. I mean, I think they're formerly from the United States, but they're moving back. Some people coming over from Germany. We had a guy visiting recently from, I think, Finland.
Moved from France.
This is a worldwide movement. And right now, the Free State Project is currently at 9,946 participants. That means that over 9,900 people have signed on to make the move to New Hampshire. 796 are actually in New Hampshire, and we want to reach 20,000. So we got a little ways to go. We're almost to the halfway point. 9,946, meaning we need just over 50 people to sign up to reach that 10,000 mark. So if you want to be one of the first 10,000 signers for the Free State Project, head on over to freestateproject.org. Learn more about the Liberty Forum. It's coming up next month, the 18th through the 21st. Great opportunity to get together with a whole bunch of the activists that you hear calling this show and us talking about them on this program. The doers, they are here. They're going to be at the Liberty Forum next month. Go get all the details at freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum and use our discount code FTL to save 10%. That's freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. As we continue here, there's more to the story about this Canadian, he's a premier, I guess I didn't say what his political title was, Canadian Newfoundland and Labrador Premier Danny Williams has traveled down to Miami's Mount Sinai Medical Center in order to get a special heart surgery from the leading leading cardiac surgeon who's done over 8,000 surgeries, open heart surgeries. And what happened was up in Canada, he was told first by the doctors that, oh, it's moderate. You've got a moderate heart murmur. Head on home. No problem. He came back 8 months later, and they said it's severe at this point. You need to have it operated on.
Bad news, you're going
to
die.
They told him, we can do it two ways. In both ways, we'll have to break some of your bones in order to get in there and work on you. So he decided that...
I'll take a second opinion.
Apparently he did. He went down to Miami, and they said, yeah, we can do it. And they did it. They did it without breaking any bones. So what happened was the incision was made under his arm, and that is why it didn't require bone breakage. So these expert doctors they have in Canada just don't know what the hell they're doing compared to the experienced guy that this man went to. And obviously he paid for, right? Because, Canadian healthcare is not going to cover him down there.
I think that there's two factors at work here, and one of them is market-based, and the other one is sort of sociologically based. And first, from the market-based standpoint, the government isn't as motivated to be able to save people who are over the age of working age that can pay taxes.
But they are with old people. I mean, with politicians.
But they need to have the skills in order to do that, to be able to save the politicians. So they would need to be able to work on a bunch of people, and they just don't have that as much. So I think they lag in that area. Plus, government doesn't work very well in general.
They just don't have the experience, is what you're saying.
But I find it difficult to imagine that they're quite as methodical as that. That they're saying, well, we're just not going to save old people. I just can't imagine that they
seems
do that.
Cold.
Yeah, and I think the other sociological aspect of it is many, many, many of people Canadian citizens move to places like Florida, mm-hmm. Arizona, and across the United States because it's warm there, and they've done their life working, and in order to move, you can move to the United States pretty easily, at least 6 months out of the year. You can move for half of the year, keep your Canadian status and the whatever health care you're going to get in Canada, mm-hmm. and then you can live in the United States the other half of the year, and if you don't work, it's no big deal.
Yeah, and this guy is obviously just loves his country. That's why he's living in Sarasota, Florida this time of year.
Yeah, that's how it happens.
I mean,
can you imagine the premier of Canada is in his condo in Sarasota?
Isn't it just pathetic? I mean, he's not even trying to. I just feel like politicians would pander a little bit more. This guy doesn't even care. They just don't care.
Well, I don't know about politicians. When you say he lives in Florida, he probably, he probably has a condo in Florida that
he probably snowbirds down there.
I don't know that he snowbirds the whole time. What if he comes in 3 weeks? Because he's rich. That's why he has a condo.
So there's more though. Like, just wait. He still has
sucked
more
off of the public teat for so long.
Danny Premier Danny Williams still has a few things to say for himself that I think need to be shared. But let's go first to Tim in Canada. Tim, you are on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. What's on your mind, Tim?
Well, I've been listening to your banter about socialist health care and whatever his name is, Danny Williams, and
yeah.
stuff like that. And
it's a point of information before you go on. Is Premier like a governor?
Well, it's kind of the equivalent. Yeah, there's 12 provinces here in mm-hmm. Canada, and yeah, he's basically, you know, kind of the top gun, kind of like a governor. But, you know, not quite as powerful as a governor, maybe. Okay. I don't know what's really how powerful a governor is either. But anyway, he's a millionaire.
Mm-hmm.
And in the United States, you have more than 10 times the population of Canada, even though we have a larger area of land. But, and... Well, he's a very rich man, and he has a house in Florida. And as you were saying about that type of thing, there are thousands of older people that go to warm places on vacation, like Florida and Arizona and stuff like that, because there's less humidity there. And you can buy a place
what?
In Florida.
Maybe in Arizona, but not in Florida.
Yeah,
well, yeah, no, Arizona. But the point is that it's way warmer than
yeah,
Canada
sure.
in winter. And also, you can buy a place in Florida or Arizona for like $30,000, whereas
if you're living
you know,
in
a
the
typical
woods
house,
in Florida.
Not in Sarasota, Florida.
Maybe not in Sarasota.
Yeah. Tech,
well,
tech
he's a millionaire.
On...
He doesn't. But I'm saying you can.
Tech,
like you
tech
can
zero
get a place.
On that, and then you're living on the bottom floor, and you don't have a view of
a
anything.
Shit place, man.
Oh, we've got to let you go. Bordo, please dump that. I don't have my panel up. Boy, I'm slacking here.
Okay.
I heard the board up. Got to that. Thank
well,
you.
Anyway, your banter.
We gotta let you
your
go.
Banter,
I'm sorry
about
that. Thank you.
Your banter
you
about the Fox News stuff.
Okay, we got to let you go. Thank you for the call. Appreciate hearing from you.
It's the rules of the rules.
I'm right. hoping the board up got that. I have no idea if he did. My bad. 800. Sorry, affiliates. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So I don't know what point he was going to get to, but I don't know if you can say that on the radio in Canada, but you can't do it here. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't know.
So anyway, it sounded like you think he was going to defend the Canadian system?
It sounded like that way, but I couldn't say for sure.
Beating around the bush toward that. All right. Yeah, and I don't think the board up hit that. Oh, it's my fault. It's not his responsibility. Okay, well, we move on. 800-259-9231. We'll get to what Danny Williams has to say here for himself, because he's got some excuses. He's got a few things to say about why he went down to the United States to have his open heart surgery done. We'll explain. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and this is Free Talk Live.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. PowerVapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world. Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And we'll let you go on as long as you don't put our station's licenses in jeopardy. Unfortunately, we have to be sticklers on that. I'm sorry about that. 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We have a lot of features there, and it's all completely free, including different ways for you to get plugged into the show, be clued in to what's happening with Free Talk Live. You can go and get on our updates list. For email updates, you can go and follow our Twitter account. You can become a fan of our Facebook page. And you can find all of those options over at news.freetalklive.com. Though right now, Mark, there's an extra special reason to get on specifically the updates list to get our emails. What is that reason?
Well, we're giving away a sword and two lightsabers. These aren't real lightsabers, kids. These are very special collector's toy things.
But they're real in that they light
toys.
Up.
Yes, they're as real as a lightsaber gets, I suppose.
They light up just like a lightsaber too, with the zoom and the. Right. They actually have sound effects,
yeah.
And with the, kind of how the light comes from the base and goes out toward the tip, it does that too.
But those are the second prizes. The first prize is a real replica sword from the folks at Reclaiming the Blade.
It sure is. You brought it in here tonight.
Swordmovie.com. Yep. Yeah, and we're going to actually talk about it on the podcast shortly. So
if you want to have a chance to win either the lightsaber. Or was it two lightsabers or just one?
Two lightsabers.
Two lightsabers, yeah. One real replica sword.
Right.
If you want to have the chance to win those, you'll need to be on the updates list specifically. So you can go directly there by going to updates.freetalklive.com, get signed up. It's free, of course, updates.freetalklive.com.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. Whether it's for a personal blog or complete e-commerce business website, they help you to create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. You can use the code FTL. That's FTL is in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com today to receive your first month completely free. If you don't use the code FTL, you don't get the first month free at HostGator.com.
All right, so we started out the show talking about a story from the Canadian press involving Danny Williams, who is one of the government people there. He's a premier of Newfoundland and Labrador. And he decided he didn't want to have his heart surgery done in Canada, even though it's free and he's a politician, so he'd have gotten extra special treatment. He didn't want that. He wanted to go down to the United States, get it done down there. And he says, it was my heart, my choice, and my health. I didn't sign away my right to get the best possible health care for myself when I entered politics, which is just a stark admission right there that Canada just doesn't have the best possible health care. Which is completely different from what a lot of the people in Canada say, because they teach you in the Canadian schools, at least this is what we've heard from people in Canada, they teach you that the Canadian system is the best in the world. That's official propaganda. Apparently this guy didn't buy into it, and he's one of the politicians. But he's got more to say for himself from his plush condominium in Sarasota, Florida.
You don't know if it's plush.
Oh, come on.
He's rich, though.
Yeah, you don't have
they
a condo.
Have plenty of plush condominiums in Sarasota, Florida, overlooking lots of beautiful water and the most beautiful beaches in the world.
So he says, I wanted to get in, get out fast, get back to work in a short period of time. What's that mean when he says that? Does that mean you can't get in, get out fast, and get back to work in a short period
of
time when you're in Canada?
No.
When you're in Canada, but I mean also you can't get in and get out quickly necessarily either. A lot of times there are waiting lists. In fact, he admits that. William said he didn't announce his departure south of the border because he didn't want to create a media gong show, but added that criticism would have followed him had he chose to have surgery in Canada. He said, I would have been criticized if I'd stayed in Canada and had been perceived as jumping a line or a wait list. I accept that. That's public life. So you had to jump a line in Canada?
No, you could just die, like the rest of Canadians with heart conditions.
You could pretend, Mr. Premier, like you're like the rest of the little folk in Canada, and you could sit. You could make a point of sitting in line for 6 to 8 months, or however the hell long it would end up being after. Because first you have to go to the general practitioner, get an appointment to see a specialist. That appointment could take months for you to just go see the specialist. Then the specialist has to look at you and say, what's wrong? Presuming he makes the right determination, then you have to schedule the surgery if that's what is called for, which, again, could be months down the road, or whatever treatment. Could be months down the road. So if he really wanted to be a good politician and pander to his core audience, then he should have just stuck it out there in Canada. He should have, number one, taken the Canadian surgery. Should have, number two, sat in the waiting lines, just like every other 60-year-old Canadian would have to wait, and then showed himself for a real patriot. But he's just a cowardly politician. I don't blame him for doing what he did. I mean, he wants to save his own life.
Yeah, self-preservation.
Hey, he goes on, though. He's got more. This is not a unique phenomenon to me. This is something that happens with lots of families throughout this country. So I make no apologies for that.
I don't think he should have to make an apology for going down and
if
getting
he supports the system in health in Canada, he absolutely should be apologizing. Because if he is publicly in support, like if he was a politician that was actively against the Canadian healthcare system, I'd give him a pass. Because then at least he was coming out publicly and saying, this Canadian system is terrible. I experienced so many better things down in the United States. I've always been against the Canadian system. And if it was true that he was always against the Canadian socialized healthcare system, I wouldn't be telling this story.
Good enough, then. Yeah.
I wouldn't be telling this story. But,
well, you don't know.
He said, I do.
Okay.
He said his decision to go to the United States didn't reflect any lack of faith in his own province's healthcare system. I have the utmost confidence in our own healthcare system in Newfoundland and Labrador.
Good enough for you people.
But we are just over 500,000 people, he said. We do whatever we can to provide the best possible health care that we can in Newfoundland and Labrador. The Canadian healthcare system has a great reputation, but this is a very specialized piece of surgery that had to be done, and I went to somebody who's doing this 3 or 4 times a day, 5, 6 days a week. He quipped that he had a heart of a 40-year-old, so that gives me 20 years new life, and said he intends to run in the next provincial election in 2011. I'm probably going to be around for a long time, hopefully, if God willing. God forbid the Canadian public, I won't be around longer than ever. What the hell does that mean? God forbid for the Canadian public, I won't be around longer than ever. Huh? Am I dense? I feel a little dense on that one.
Maybe it's colloquial.
I will not be around longer than ever, meaning he won't live forever? Help me out with that one, Canadians. 800-259-9231, or maybe it's just basic English comprehension that I'm not understanding. Williams also, I just went to government school. Williams also said he paid for the treatment, but added he would seek any refunds he'd be eligible for in Canada. I'm entitled to any reimbursement from any Canadian healthcare system or any provincial healthcare system, then obviously I will apply for that, as anybody else would. But I wrote out the check myself and paid for it myself, and to this point, I haven't even looked into the possibility of any reimbursement. I don't know what I'm entitled to, if anything, and if it's nothing, then so be it. He's expected to be back at work
in
early March.
To money for...
Well, he doesn't know.
Dodging his country's system and,
well, he doesn't know.
And not jumping the line. But he said he would apply for it. He's talking about whether or not he's entitled to this money.
Yeah. Well, they might be. There's a chance that he might be. He doesn't know. It's not like he knows the laws, right? He's just the Premier of Canada. How the hell would he know?
How would anybody know?
So, I mean... If it wasn't good enough in the first segment of the show with his commentary, it's just the icing on the cake. He has the utmost confidence in their healthcare system. Really? Actions speak louder than words, my friend. That's all I have to say about that. 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Oh, but I will add this, that if you don't want terrible healthcare in this country... You probably shouldn't allow the government to take control of it completely. I mean, it's bad enough as it is. It is not great.
No, we're in this country. I wouldn't claim that.
We're only comparing cancers here. The Canadian cancer of its healthcare system is worse.
Nearly 100% of their healthcare is provided by the government.
Yeah.
Ours, about 50% of the healthcare is paid for by the government.
That's right.
So when you go to a single payer system, which would be the government, then you're going to get that much worse of a healthcare system.
Okay, one of my producers is translating what he said that I was confused about here. His statement was, God forbid for the Canadian public, I won't be around longer than ever. I'm being told that means, God forbid he would die and deprive the Canadian public of his good ideas.
That's what I was thinking that he must be saying as a politician, but I thought he could be self-effacing and perhaps be saying something, you know, otherwise, but...
This guy is despicable. All right, we're coming up. You can bring up anything, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. He'll probably get reelected.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babkitt with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Rock Creek gently flows through the parkland of Washington, D.C., until it meets the mighty Potomac River in the heart of the federal city. On the other hand, Rock Creek Free Press is a fiercely independent newspaper that's not afraid to print the truth. We print the stories that others won't touch. The 9/11 cover-up, media propaganda, government corruption, state terrorism, and violations of our constitutional rights. The Creek is a completely reader-supported publication. We accept no corporate advertising, no corporate influence. For a free, no-obligation issue of The Creek, just go to rockcreekfreepress.com. If you want copies for your local 9/11 truth group, send your request to editor@rockcreekfreepress.com. Rock Creek Free Press, not afraid to print the truth.
Call them at 301-452-0090 today.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
We're now in 2010. Change is the buzzword. Politics are changing in the negative direction. How about positive change? Thousands of customers have experienced positive change. Yes, thousands. How? By logging on to GetTheTea.com. Thousands of people have lost weight or felt better or experienced extra energy just by drinking Life Change Tea. Now, that's why they called it Life Change Tea, because it changes your life for the positive. Life Change Tea's natural ingredients go to work on your body, cleansing harmful chemicals and toxins from your system, which makes you fat and lethargic. Do you want a life change? Log on and join the thousands. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Oh, and by the way, it tastes great. So call us right now. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea is a proud member of the Better Business Bureau.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you are welcome to bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI, toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com, where we give you the features for free. Enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. You like the show? You want to help support Free Talk Live? You enjoy the fact that we give you all the features on the site for free? Well, you can pony up $3 a month, become a Free Talk Live amplifier. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, expose new people to the ideas of freedom. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com. And get signed up. Get perks, too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, more, all over there at amp.freetalklive.com. The AMP-only podcast is also available to you. We go to Gene the Christian Anarchist. You're on Free Talk Live in Tennessee. Hello, Gene.
Hi, guys. I wanted to maybe brag a little bit to the Canadians up there. I really don't know for sure what their health care system is like, only what I've heard. But I would like to tell them what ours is like.
Okay.
My wife, of course, is a general practice internal medicine doctor, and I'm the administrator of our practice, so I know a little bit about health care down here.
Got it.
And when you come in to see us at our office, on a real busy day, you might have to wait an hour to get in. On a normal day, probably about 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And we take walk-ins. So that means that if you just come at the door and come through the door and you've never seen us before, even if you're a new patient, we can generally see you that day. You might have to wait a little bit longer because you didn't have an appointment.
Sure.
But by golly, we'll see you. We'll see you that day. And I don't know what it's like up there in Canada, but if you see my wife and she says, well, you know, you need to go see a heart specialist, we will, on your way out the door, you will get an appointment at a heart specialist that we recommend.
Now, wait a second, Gene.
Generally,
Gene, before you go on, now this walk-in situation, is this you walking in with a hangnail, or is this you walking in with an your arm hanging off? Is this an emergency situation?
Yes. No, we do not have a urgent care clinic. We are strictly a doctor's office. So if you come in and see us and you have a heart problem, a heart palpitation, something that sounds serious to my wife, she will get you either immediately to the hospital. She'll call an ambulance, and they'll come right to our office and pick you up. Or if she thinks it's not that bad, but you need to see somebody, on your way out the door, you'll get an appointment at a heart specialist. And if it's early in the day, we might be able to get you in that day. If not, within a day or two, you'll be seeing your heart specialist.
So it's not a three-month wait, then?
No, and but I have to admit, our office is an exceptional office. You do not normally get this kind of service from a doctor's office, but that's why people are knocking down our door to see my wife.
Mm-hmm.
and some other doctors' offices are hurting for patients because
gotcha.
We're all about service, and we bend over backwards to make sure that the patient gets the care that they need.
Then there may be instances, there may be instances in the Canadian system where the patients there could make a similar claim, like, well, I felt like the doctors were bending over backwards for me. I'm sure there are people that care within that system that try to do the best they can within an essentially broken, terrible system, but generally they just don't have the same incentives that you and your wife do.
Now, I will tell you that our system, as far as the socialized part, which is the Medicare and the Medicaid, is definitely becoming more and more broken every year because the reimbursement amounts are dropping each year. Medicare and Medicaid are finding more and more reasons not to pay for conditions that they used to pay for.
Mm.
So as these socialized systems become more and more burdened, we are getting less and less reimbursement, and that's going to eventually result in people not accepting them. We've already cut back on the number of Medicare and Medicaid patients that we see. So we're getting more and more private insurance because of it, because where we used to accept more Medicare, we would get less reimbursement, and now that we're not accepting as many Medicare, the private insurance is actually picking up in percentage to the Medicare.
Will you tell me for a moment, Gene?
Reimbursement.
Will you tell me for a moment about what does your wife participate in any of the free clinic for a day kind of thing for poor people that just that can't afford necessarily to pay for a doctor out of pocket that don't necessarily have Medicare or anything like that? She do any of that?
We don't do that specifically, but we do always try to make, arrangements for people that are having difficulty paying. And we've got some people that owe us quite a bit of money, and they, pay us $10, $20 a month. Mm-hmm. They'll probably never pay their bill off, but we do make arrangements like that.
Because a lot of times...
And we don't have to. I mean, nobody's forcing us to do that.
A lot of times the critique of the American system is that, well, there's so many people that are uninsured, as though that means that they can't get help. And we've had so many examples. There was one doctor that has like a free day that's just open clinic day where anybody can come in and be diagnosed and be seen and get treated for nothing. And he gets together with other doctors in the area and does that. Of course, hospitals have charity wings, and in a lot of cases, the people that are working in the medical business are willing to accept $20 a month.
We do see some patients who don't have insurance, and that really kind of opens us up, because if my wife sees a patient who doesn't have insurance and we just go with the cash payment, which I don't mind the cash payment part and not having insurance, but what I don't like is because she has privileges at the hospital, if this person then goes to the hospital, she has to go in and admit them. So, and she has to see them in the hospital because she's previously seen them as her patient. That leaves us open for big hospital bills that aren't going to ever get paid. But we still kind of, we do write off a lot of those hospital bills. And the other problem with having to see people in the hospital is that you're opening yourself up for all kinds of lawsuits because...
why does someone having to pay cash? I don't understand why someone having to pay cash would mean that she would have to continue on as that same. What is it? Why does cash factor in there as making it so she has to follow them around?
It's just an agreement with the hospital where you have privileges that if your patient comes in the door, you're supposed to watch. You're supposed to take care of them.
But it's not her patient. But wait a minute. It's not her patient if they're insured?
Oh, yeah, she has to see her patients if they're insured, too. All of her patients that come into the hospital, she has to follow them.
Okay, I thought there was a differentiation between being insured or not. Okay, go ahead.
He's going to get paid with insurance.
Well, the differentiation is being paid. Because if they have insurance, of course, you're going to get paid for the hospital visit. But if they don't, you're winding up with the possibility of having, several thousand dollars of bills that aren't going to get paid ever. Mm.
Got it. Anything else you want to share?
That does tend to happen.
Very good, sir.
That's about it. I just wanted to let the Canadians know what healthcare is like down here.
Okay. Thanks for the info. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line to Scott in Massachusetts. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, good evening, Ian and Mark. How are you?
What's on your mind, Scott?
I'd like to discuss Joseph Stack, who I do not condone that he deliberately smashed his small plane into an IRS building in Austin, Texas. But I'm going to tell you something. I certainly understand the sentiment, where it came from. And the IRS is just another component of our government that's squeezing the people. You work all your life. What I read of Mr. Stack in the paper, people call him paranoid. That's too easy to throw a term like that. Disgruntled, yes, and he had every right to be disgruntled. You know, the IRS takes our money. That's the wrong word. It steals our money, forces us to pay taxes. Let me be honest with you. I don't make a lot of money, but the money, if I could not pay the IRS a dime, spit in their face, and not worry about having law enforcement knock on my door and haul me into a prison cell, I wouldn't pay them a dime. But it's that fear of prison, and you've discussed it in other programs. People are afraid of, it's not that they're virtuous or they're honorable, they're fear of being thrown into jail. And that's our government, and, you know, people would say, well, if you don't pay taxes, everything goes down the drain. Our country, it's never enough. It's an insatiable pig. No matter if you gave this government $50 trillion, it wouldn't be enough money.
That's true for any country. That's true for any government. There's no government that has ever received enough money in taxes.
It's never enough. As far as the U.S. government goes, I hate the IRS.
If enough people just stopped paying, they wouldn't be able to put everybody in jail. You realize that, right? So somebody has to be first. I'll be first. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. I think the people that aren't paying taxes and the people that would like to not pay taxes should get together. Come here to New Hampshire. I'll be in the same place. I think that helps. More coming up. Hour 2 is on the way. Nick will be joining us in a moment.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.